like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Linda Boss, sitting in for Carolyn Brooke. And this is It's Movie Time.
Hooray. Linda is an interior designer and a friend of the show, and she's been on before with Carolyn and me. So welcome again, Linda.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here.
Linda, Robert Redford. He has a new movie called The Company You Keep.
At 76, Robert Redford is at least a decade too old to play a 1970s radical on the run from the FBI. Being Redford, he pulls it off.
He does, you're right. This is about the weather underground, and Redford is running, as well as Susan Sarandon, playing one of his colleagues, and Julie Christie. There are a whole bunch of them that are exposed because the Sarandon character decides to give herself up. Robert Redford frequently has movies with a message. Horse Whisperer and Ordinary People. How much of Redford is in this film?
I think a lot, because like the other movie he did, The Candidate, All the President's Men, he focuses on one of his favorite themes, the state of his country's soul.
Oh, that's a good one. And I think for the purposes of this contemporary movie, you do have a reflection upon the way the world was back in the early 70s. It's not quite as heavy as Redford usually does it as director. The FBI is chasing him. He has to chase down his former colleagues.
It's not as heavy as some of the other movies. What I found interesting was the times that he is reflecting on. I'd forgotten how strident young people were in the 70s. They took up a cause and they fought for it. And sometimes they committed criminal acts to protest the war in Vietnam. As they jog into old age, they are paying the price of what they did back in the 70s.
I would have liked just a little bit more about the Weather Underground movement. What makes people rob banks and maybe murder somebody? A justified cause.
My most favorite thing about the movie was all these old actors were in this. It's almost like they lined up to be in this Redford film. Nick Nolte, who sounds like he's swallowing gravel every time he's talking. It's very annoying. Well, I love Susan Sarandon, and she wasn't in the movie long enough for me either. Yeah. But Julie Christie aged well.
They were interested in having Jane Fonda play. Julie Christie was a fine choice because she certainly represented in the 60s and 70s that free-spirited young woman, and to kind of carry that baggage into this role is a good one. Certainly when Redford and she are together, I like very much the give and take of their dialogue.
She still has that sort of cynical look in her eye, like she still is a rebel.
Yes, it's very good. In the end, this is a thriller about people who are running.
Chased by the young newspaper reporter. When he is on screen, there's a lot more energy. He sees a chance to advance his career in chasing these people down and hunting down Redford, finding out what really went on with all these people.
Yeah, that's played by Shia LaBeouf. Good contrast between the aging stars and the young star. So I think that does well, although his job is a little bit of the stereotype and perhaps a little bit of the reflection of what you talked about in All the President's Men, the young reporters. All right, Linda, what grade would you give The Company You Keep?
I would give it a B because of Robert Redford. Even though he's weathered, he's still a fine-looking man, and you can see strong belief in his eyes.
Yes, thanks. I think in my online review, I awarded it a B+. And that's because I think it's a very fine thriller. It has the undertones of a better-than-thriller, of something that it looks at issues that were important then and that are even now, when you think of what's going on in the East, still have revolution. So let's hope that there are some more films in Robert Redford.
Yay. Tell me the meaning of the title, The Company You Keep.
The old cliche is you are whom you hang out with or who your friends are. And so that company becomes very tight and becomes very important in their lives. Redford has the premier independent film festival in the country, the Sundance Film Festival. So if he never made another movie, he would go down in history as one of the great visionaries in film.
I think that's his most important accomplishment.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando and Carolyn Brooke. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.